Hello?
Hello.
Yes, hi. Good evening. My name is Cesar from National Opinion Public Firm, and we're talking to people in California today, and I would like to ask you a few questions on the combination.
I just did this the other day.
Oh, you just did this the other day?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Forgot his name now.
Oh, okay. But yes, we could go ahead and just do it one more time. I don't know if you would like to continue in Spanish or English.
Neither one.
No, it's up to you.
Two people have called me, and it's the Democrats.
Right.
One.
So you tell me if I could continue in English or Spanish.
Oh, English, of course.
All right, perfect. So before we begin, could you please confirm that you're not driving and that you're in a safe place that we can talk safely?
No, I'm not driving.
Oh, okay. Are you or is anybody in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or a political party, or by a candidate? No? All right.
No.
All right. Can you just tell me the year that you were born to see if you're over 18? I'm sorry?
41.
All right. Thank you so much, ma'am. What is your are you Hispanic, African American, Hispanic, Latino?
African American.
African American? Okay. All right. And what is the last grade that you completed school? High school, you graduated from high school, 2 years college degree, 4 years college degree, or just regular grade school?
Two college.
All right. Perfect. First, do you approve or disapprove for the job Joe Biden is doing as a president? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove?
I'm approved.
Approved?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a strongly or somewhat?
Good Lord.
I'm just doing my job, and I do really appreciate that you're being patient, okay? Okay, thank you. Next, do you approve or disapprove of the job of Gavin Newsom is doing as a governor? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I don't know anything about it.
You don't know? All right. Okay, and if the elections for the state assembly were being held today, for who would you vote, for the Democratic candidate or Republican candidate from this direction?
Democratic.
All right. Thank you. Next, I'll read through you a list of names of different people, active of politics. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression for that person. If I mention someone that you don't know much about, just let me know as well. Kamala Harris, you are favorable or unfavorable or never heard of her?
Favorable.
Joanna Garcia Rose.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who? Never heard? Okay. Esmeralda Soria.
Yeah, I know who that is.
Are you favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Donald Trump.
Unfavorable.
Okay. All right. Which of the following issues is the most important to you personality when deciding which candidate to vote for the state assembly? Healthcare, climate change, jobs and the economy, inflation and the most cost of the living, abortion, education, homelessness, taxes, border security, crime and public safety. Which one would you choose?
Education.
Great. All right. From a scale from 0 to 10, when 0 means that you're not at all interested and 10 means that you are extremely interested, how interested are you on the November's elections for the President, U.S. Senate, and U.S. Congress, and the other state and local office? From 0 to 10?
5.
Okay. All right. Next, if the elections for the President was being held today, for who would you vote? For Kamala Harris, Democrat, or Donald Trump, Republican?
Harris, Democrat.
Okay, thank you. All right, and if the election for the state assembly was being held today, for who would you vote? Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, Alvarez, her mother, or Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, for the state assembly? For who would you vote?
I have no idea who those people are.
Okay. All right. Would you say that the economy is headed in the right direction, or is it pretty seriously off on the wrong track? The options will be right direction, wrong track.
Wrong track.
Okay, wrong track. All right, next. Over the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your community has increased or decreased or stayed the same?
Stayed the same.
Okay. All right, on a different topic, have you ever voted for a Republican candidate?
No.
No, okay. Although you have never voted for a Republican candidate before, would you consider voting for a Republican this year?
No.
No, thank you. All right, and I'd like to read you a few statements that might hear about Joanna Garcia Rose during the campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her on the assembly. The first one will be, Joanna Garcia Rose is a professional auditor who will go over the state spending line by line and the public about whatever waste, fraud, or corruption she finds. Are you much likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference?
I don't know nothing about her, so I wouldn't make no difference. I have no idea who you're talking about.
All right, so it will be no difference. Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right, the second one will be Joanna Garcia Rose supports mandatory prison sentence for meth and fentanyl dealers and one-strike life in prison for sexual predators who will molest children. Would that be more likely, somewhat likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference?
I didn't even get that. I don't know. I'm for anybody getting arrested for child molestation anyway.
All right. So you will be more likely?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. To make California more affordable, Joanna Garcia Rose supports eliminating taxes on the food, clothing, gas, and other every items. Would you vote for, like, much likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
Less likely.
Less likely?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. As a professional auditor, Joanna Garcia Rose can find corrupt politicians in the public and law enforcement and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they be where they belong. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference at all?
I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't get it. I don't understand.
All right. As a professional auditor, Joanna Garcia Rose can find the corrupt politicians, tell the public and law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong. Do you strongly agree to that, or like somewhat more likely?
Somewhat.
I'm sorry?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. All right. So that would be somewhat less likely, or
likely.
Like, okay. And the last one will be, in the assembly, Joanna Garcia Rose will write the law banning politicians from trading stocks and making other investments with the information they learn while in public office. Much more likely, somewhat less likely, some much less likely, or no difference at all?
No difference, because I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. All right. So, ma'am, I do really appreciate your time. We're about to be finished. If the elections for the state assembly was being held today, who would you vote for? Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, state assembly, or Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican? For which
Democratic.
One?
Democratic. Democrat.
So that would be Esmeralda?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And I'd like to read a few statements that you might hear about Esmeralda Soria during the campaign. After each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her on the state assembly. The first one will be, Esmeralda Soria supports an extreme agenda in California that includes a complete government takeover or of health care that will raise taxes and Medicare as we know it, and it results in Californians being kicked off their private health insurance. Would you vote for more likely or somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, so much less likely, or no difference?
Less likely.
Less likely, all right. Esmeralda Soria support and measures to raise taxes on Valley residents, and the 2 months later, she voted to give her a 20% pay raise. Would it be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
Less likely.
Okay. All right. Political Esmeralda Soria has been under the FBI investigation multiple times for issues ranging from and corrupt spending on taxpayer money to land deals involving someone she has involved with. That would be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference at all?
No difference. I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't know nothing about it.
All right, so no difference?
No difference.
Okay. Esmeralda Soria traveled to Sacramento to demand the raise the gas tax. They agree and now pay more for food, groceries, and gas because of it. Are you much more likely, somewhat likely, more less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
Less likely.
Less likely. Okay. Esmeralda Soria voted to give her taxpayer money to pay her political campaigns. This money could go towards negative campaigns and at or even some Soria's personal expenses. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference?
Much less likely.
Okay, the last one. While families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Esmeralda Soria voted to give those in the country illegally hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of taxpayers-funded benefits. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference at all?
Less likely.
All right. All right, so we're almost done. All right, if the State Assembly was being held today, for who would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, State Assembly, or Joanna Garcia-Rose, Republican?
Democrat.
Okay. All right, regardless of how you may feel today, are you registered to vote as a Republican, Democrat, or something else?
Democrat.
Democrat, okay. Perfect. All right. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
I don't know.
how do you consider yourself? Very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate?
I don't understand what you mean.
Okay.
By that.
All right. Next, on the issues of abortion, do you consider yourself to be pro-choice or pro-life? How do you consider yourself?
Pro-life.
I'm sorry?
Pro-life is when they shouldn't be born, or pro-life when they should die.
Oh, okay. Some people feel strongly about the issue that will vote for against the candidate on the basis, regardless the candidate's stance for most other issues. Would you not vote against candidate based only on their positions on abortions? Yes, you will. Or no, you wouldn't. Oh, no, you wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't.
Okay. All right. We're on 96%. We're almost done. Regardless, how do you feel now? For who did you vote on the 2020 presidential elections, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Biden.
Biden. All right. All right, ma'am. So I do really appreciate your time. This is it. And thank you so much for your time. Have yourself a blessed of the day.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Thank you.